It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Let's look at some of the good and the bad. I would say the thing that stands out the most, the sexiest, is Devon Achane. But that's not what I think is the biggest plus. The biggest plus is how accurate and how beautiful Tua Tagovailoa and how healthy he has played these first four games. Would you say that's the biggest plus for the Miami Dolphins? I mean, head and shoulders, before the Buffalo game especially, and shoulders above not only the league, but the second best quarterbacks in a lot of different categories.
Nothing. Dolphins have nothing to worry about. Offensively, they have nothing to worry about except for their O-line. They've got problems with their defense. And there's always your field goal kicker. But okay, other than those two things, I think you're good, man.
Good job, Vlad. I'm trying to go through the pluses, and you've already jumped into the negatives, man.
No, the pluses are all – there's nothing really –
I want to feel good for a little bit. I want to get high.
But fam, you acting like one damn loss is like, oh, my God, the world – all right, then. There's nothing to worry
about.
That's
not what people are saying. I'm saying I just want to get high for a little bit, and then we'll get low.
We're always going to get high. Who cares about what these – numbnuts are saying, man.
But I love the fact that Tua Tagovailoa has come out there and silenced any critic.
Top three MVP.
And if he's healthy, you can no longer deny that he is an elite quarterback.
He's absolutely he is a top 10 quarterback, and he's a quarterback that could lead your franchise into a Super Bowl. And right now, he's a top five quarterback right now. Top five.
Let's talk about that section.
And he's a top five MVP candidate.
Yeah, for sure. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Now, let's talk about that sexy Devon Achane. He has looked real deal. I told you after the first preseason game in person, you could see he was figuring things out on the fly real quick. And you're like, this guy's going to make a difference. More speed, more better. I really like the way they use him. And I really like the elements that he brings, whether it be running back, whether it be receiver, whether it be kind of like a third down back, one of those guys. I really like the speed and the talent that he has really brought to this team. And look at it, 6 touchdowns in his first 3 games that he's played.
It's good that
only the fourth player to do so.
It's good that he's showing what he's his talent right now. That way you're not overextending or overusing Mostert, even though everybody thinks he's going to take over Mostert's take most of the carries over Mostert.
I don't know. Mostert's pretty good.
But you still got to use – I think you got to use that 1-2 combination.
Oh, yeah.
The odd man now is the guy that's probably coming out of an IR, which is Jeff Wilson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Listen – the thing that we said prior to the season beginning is that the Dolphins are talented, but they're top heavy. They're top. And when injuries do happen in certain positions, you start seeing, I don't want to say the lack of depth, but the guys may not be ready right now. So that's why you're making a move for Chase Claypool. You're probably going to have to sign another lineman sooner or later.
You know what I'm saying? Something.
Like, you've had secondary injuries in the secondary. You've had, any major hit, it's going to really – it affects any team. But the Dolphins right now, with the way they're moving, the way they're
walking
minus
a tight
that
line.
Buffalo, yeah, minus that Buffalo game last week, they've been moving very, very effectively, and any significant injury is going to stop that.
Let me break it down for you. One more thing. Allow me to be high now. We don't know which way this is going to go, but I am very excited and very happy with the Chase Claypool trade. Look, I know he's got his issues.
You know what?
It's in his head. It's between the ears.
You're right. You know what? If he works out the guy's size and talent, pause. And you can never have
enough speed, enough talent.
You can never have enough
receivers when you got a great quarterback.
Let me tell you this. If there's one position you can never have enough, there's two positions.
Well, DB.
DB and wide receiver, you can never have enough of.
Right. And load us up.
Load them up.
We want to be a track team. We got another track star. Yeah, between the ears a little bit. But look, you basically give up a sixth-round pick in 2025. If he works out, beautiful. Another weapon. And we know Eric Uzukama, who I'm very high on.
Banged up. Right the neck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And River Craycraft, both on the IR. They're going to be out. So yeah, those are some of your weapons.
So that's 4 weeks. You're happy that Chosen has played well. I don't know. Listen, this guy, I always laugh when Omar was said he was like the seventh or eighth highest paid player on the Dolphins. But Cedric Wilson, right? Your wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to have to step up. He's going to have to step up. And so adding more, a guy who's been a starter, a guy who's played with a good quarterback.
Pittsburgh, he was great.
He was very good.
He was in a rough situation.
I don't know if he was great. But he's also put a lot of this on himself. So you got to understand, this is your last chance. And you're with a great offense. You're with a wide receiver in Tyreek and Waddle. You're with a great quarterback who could probably, who's gone through a lot of adversity himself, so who could probably teach you some things and, give you an ear to talk to.
Well, that's the other thing. And, say what you want about Tyreek Hill, but he can maybe take Chase Claypool under his wing and say, listen, young man, I've been through my troubles too. I've had my issues. This is what you need to do. Let me guide you. I think Tyreek Hill can be a good leader for this guy. And this guy, Chase Claypool, maybe he realizes now, this is my last chance. I have to do, this could be a reformation project. You get another great weapon. This is what I love about it, Vlad. He works out. He gets in the right situation. He balls out. Sixth round pick, 2025. Awesome. He doesn't work out. He's a head case. Never really plays. You took a flyer up with a sixth round pick, 2025. I don't want to hear Tom Brady was a sixth round pick. I know that. But I'm okay with risking a sixth round pick to maybe possibly get another very, very good receiver. Is that crazy?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, what's a six-yard?
What's a six-yard? What's Tom Brady? Come on, I'm joking.
Like one out of a million. Selected. Like, yeah, you get those, but come on. And by the time you're drafting in the sixth round?
Yeah.
You're literally drafting a guy in the seventh round.
Yeah, yeah.
You might as well say he's like a first cousin of Mr. Irrelevant. He's not that far.
Right, and then you still have that seventh round pick that you basically swapped. So, I mean, you lose a couple positions at the end of the draft, you're going to be okay, I think, for the most part. Now, we're going to look at some of those negatives. That defense, man, it is glaring. I'm hoping they're still growing and learning Vic Fangio's system, and they're not totally comfortable yet.
I don't think fans like some of the players from training camp. If you start thinking about some of the comments he made about the team when he was looking at them during training camp, now you could see why, man. You could see why.
I was a little upset. I'm still a little upset with Xavier Howard for not, going ahead and taking the leadership and saying, I got Stephon Diggs, Cater, sorry. Jalen Ramsey would have been nice. Jalen Ramsey would have been nice on Stephon Diggs. But that's the cards were dealt. The defense has been shoddy. It has just been shoddy. You said it.
I'm happy you used that vowel.
Shoddy.
No. I'm happy you used that vowel. You could have used the other one with the
I. That's why I said yeah. But you said, look back now. I mean, you played the Chargers, and they ran up and down the field on you.
Chargers ran the ball.
New England.
Up and down. New England. That might have been New England's great best offensive performance.
They can't move the ball in practice.
But I think, wait a minute. Is that them? Yes. Yes. They scored, 17 points?
They were horrible against the Cowboys. I watched that game. Woo!
You guys were the second best performance. I think they played Philadelphia. Yeah. They scored 20. But
Broncos. Yeah. The Broncos had a big game against the Bears last week.
Broncos
they scored
did move the
13.
Ball.
They scored 13, basically.
Broncos did move the ball against
they
you
did.
Guys, but I could flip it and say they were getting
blown
third
out. String,
No, but not even that. It was a blowout. So Russell had to throw the ball.
Right, that's true.
You know, they weren't going to run the ball
Plus,
anymore.
Plus, you were playing some of your second and third string. So, I mean, that 300 yards, it's 300 yards. But the other kind of negative that I'm worried, Teron Armstead. You warned me, Vlad. You warned me. And I kept saying, no, you know, we'll figure out something. He'll get all right. He has just been just nothing but hurt.
It's just, dude, you can count on it, bro. It's bad. It's not like I'm saying it out of jest or saying it, you know, I'm not saying to make fun of him or to be, you know, be foul, but you look at his career, it's a track record, man.
Yeah.
He's going to miss 4 to 5 games. Like, that's almost guaranteed.
And I'll give you another negative, which you alluded to, which I'm not so concerned about. You said the kicking game, a lot of people are hating on Sanders. I think it'll be all right. I really do.
Mm.
He makes all of his extra points.
And kick a field goal when it matters. Or
we haven't really needed one.
To extend the lead. What do you mean you never needed one? Fam!
You were never in that Buffalo game after 14-14.
Yeah, but you could have lost that Charger game. Don't get that twisted now.
Didn't.
But you could have.
Could have, would have, should have.
All right. He missed what could have, should have extended the lead.
I think as the season goes on, things will kind of even out. I think it'll be okay. I'm not going to hit the panic button yet on the kicking game. We'll have to wait and see, though. Nonetheless, tomorrow, I don't think it's a walk in the park, a lark by any means, like Vlad says. I think it's going to be a tough fucking
game. What do you mean it's not going to be a walk in the park?
I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park.
Oh, bro, I think it's a Sunday picnic at the park.
Now, I did say it wasn't going to be a walk in the park against the Dolphins, and I was wrong. So maybe I'm being a little superstitious.
What do you mean
right
the Dolphins? You are talking about the Dolphins.
I was talking about the Dolphins and the Broncos when they were playing. I said, this is a walk in the park.
Fam, you see the Giants offensive line? Marcos could go play O-line.
You and I look like we play on that offensive line, man, but I still think
it's Daniel Damn Jones, man.
Yeah, I know. Why are you paying that man? No, everybody knows.
Put big money on the Finns tomorrow.
He's
man.
He's a tourist, right?
He's Daniel a tourist, Jones? Or yeah. He's a Taurus.
Tourist,
like
he don't
horoscope.
Really he don't really.
Oh, he doesn't
there.
Belong. Oh,
he
yeah, he's
ain't a top paid.
He's got he's making $160 million, man. He's making $160 million the next
thank
4 years.
Brian Daboll for that one. In one season. And let's not also forget, he could also thank Kirk Cousins for that last year in the playoffs.
No, he needs to thank Saquon Barkley for that. But they're not playing with Saquon. They don't have any really threats offensively to, like, if the Giants go off tomorrow, then
the defense has got some issues.
Yeah, Fangs got it. There should be more heat coming to Fangs. Like, that's crazy. Their best offensive performance so far this season has been that second half against Arizona, and they were down 20-0.
Yeah, their only win this year, they had to come back by a large amount against the not great Arizona team. Nonetheless, Dolphins get it done tomorrow. Get right.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow.
4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.